And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and I hope everybody is having a good morning. And joining us in studio this morning from Coffeeville's Reawakening, we have Peggy Still and Denise York. And ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, it's good to have you guys in studio this morning. A few things that we'd want to go over, and Denise, we'll start with you here. And you have a summer contest coming up. Is that correct?
Yes, it's in the planning. It's something that we've been working on, but it's going to be a history trivia about Coffeeville, and we hope to have the so the plans are we'll announce the questions here, and then people can either the first one that answers correctly to our Facebook page will win $50 gift certificate. We're getting ready to get those gathered up from local businesses, and we've got local businesses sponsoring. So far we've got one that will sponsor a week of it, so plan to kick it off in May and then run it all summer long. So there'll be a chance to win $50 if you know your Coffeeville history.
Wow. And, yeah, that's great.
And be able to you know, go to our great local businesses that we have around the area. So
yep, just another way to support them, you know, and keep people interested.
So absolutely. And also you're looking for volunteers as well to kind of help out, correct?
You know, well, we talked about this last week, right? That I'm just noticing a lot of volunteers are needed, you know, at the City Rec, the Dalton Museum, the Brown Mansion. We could use volunteers, but now's the time. You know, if people's got time on their hands or something and you're interested in sports or whatever, there's something out there for you to get involved in.
Yeah, we just did a story about the City Rec. They're needing coaches of right now. They're kind of short on them as of right now.
Yeah, and you don't need a kid in the league, right? Some athlete from high school at, you know, 20, 30 years ago, jump in there and help coach.
Exactly. So. And it'll be a good time because I do know that I had a friend who used to play football. He coaches now, but he loves doing it. He loves working with the little kids because he loves to pass on his knowledge to them. So and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't think you're not needed, because if you can spare an hour or two a month, you know, to help out in certain things, you know, let us know. We'll find you someplace to go.
There we go. All right. So volunteers needed just kind of a little bit everywhere of right now.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to go over here to Peggy. Peggy, good morning. How are you doing? It's been a while since we've seen you. It's good to see you this morning.
Thank you.
And a few things that you did want to talk about. The first one is the Midland. Things are kind of rolling on over there as of right now.
We are rocking and rolling. We've had great feedback on the doors and the things that people can see when they drive by.
It's looking good. I love it.
It is looking good. Do you like the colors and everything?
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. It looks great. And so the out front is starting to look good. And you guys are kind of working on that lobby area as well.
We're starting project two. And that will be what we call the front of the house. That's going to be the lobby, the good old concession stand, the stairways. We're turning those two small restrooms into two ADA family restrooms. And then a lot of people don't remember the big ballroom that's up there. And it's across from the balcony part of the theater. That ballroom can be a venue and is a venue unto itself.
And it's pretty big, too, isn't it?
It is big, and it's going to be gorgeous. It can be a multi-purpose use room. And so that will be finished, and we're really excited. As soon as we get funding, and we're going out to the community for funding, we'll take a dollar. We'll take 50 cents, and we'll take checks for $10,000.
Every little bit helps.
Everything. We want everybody to be involved, and we're so excited about it, because one of the things that we talked about at the commission meeting the other night was if there's one thing in Coffeeville that everybody agrees on, it's we want the Midland open.
That's right.
So let's get her done. So that's what we're going to do, because with this project plan, what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to open it after every project. We'll open another piece of the Midland and get people in there rocking and rolling. It's really exciting, Kyle.
And eventually, obviously, we want to get the whole thing open where we can have like plays or movies and stuff like that down there, which is going to be extremely exciting to get that part of downtown rocking and rolling again. Yep. on I don't know, whatever nights, and having people down there just kind of milling about, going to restaurants, going to the movies or the plays or whatever's being shown. That'll be a great thing once the Midland gets open.
Oh, yeah. It really, and Well, it will start with Project 2, so we'll be able to bring in groups of, say, 100, 120 for the front of the house for different events. And like you said, you know, it's not just movies. That's going to be an important part, and plays, but concerts. We'll be able to do video streaming because we have fiber optic that goes right down the alley. We'll be able to do all kinds of educational things. We're going to do workshops, dance classes, art classes, things that people have to go out of town for now. We're really excited about it.
Exactly. It's going to be a great multi-purpose facility for the community to use.
Yep.
And again, it's already looking great out front.
Thank you.
Once we start working on that lobby, we can just kind of start chipping away at it a little bit at a time. But also the best part is the shell is secure now. So don't have to worry about any, you know, outside influences tearing it, like water damage or something like that. It's all secure now on the outside.
Well, that's right. And a really cool thing is that if you go down the alley and you see the back of the theater, I mean, it's almost, you know, it's worth an alley trip because what they've done to the back of the theater with the new metal fire escapes and the landings and things like that is beautiful.
It's brand
new. Looks like something
somebody
would create. And of course, coming from a Chicago funky theater background, we love stuff like that. So Project 3 is going to be backstage theater, and so it's going to be very cool. So we have great things in store. We really need people to come in and talk to us at Coffeyville's Reawakening, because the Midland is part of that, and we can use volunteers, we can use donations, we can use enthusiasm. We're ready to go this spring.
Absolutely. And before we get on out here, you do want to talk about the gardens that's going to start cranking up here again pretty soon.
It is. It's already cranking up. In fact, Joby Morgan, our director, already has planted things like radishes. She's got a greenhouse going. We've been selected through K-State to be one of the sites to work with experimental seed plantings.
Very
and that's
nice.
Going to be a great educational piece for our kids coming in from the schools, because Joby's working all the way from the early childhood education centers here through the high schools and bringing in classes for projects as well as just site visits. So she's really on it in our five locations. We're expanding this year. It's great.
And
so
Can you tell us about the five locations?
Oh, yeah.
We
have
only
five.
Knew three last week.
Oh, you
week,
did three?
So.
Well, that's good. Three's good. Three's better than one. That's great. Well, we started with, as far as we knew, the community garden in the 1200 block on 9th Street, and expanded to the three-lot orchard in the 900 block. And then we met Joby, who was like the amazing person who had a greenhouse, and she really knows what she's doing. And she's on Martin Street. So we combined our efforts, and it eventually evolved into Joby being the director, because she's so good with youth, and she knows what she's doing. She's worked in this area, and so now we have, thanks to the Barndollar family, two lots in the east side on 9th Street, and then we have three lots in the south side, South Willow. And so those will be flowers. They'll be fresh produce. We're going to have butterfly gardens. We're going to have a fantasy park on the east side that has all kinds of things for children to come in and use and play with, as well as plant. So we're excited. You know, we just have to get funding because we're all volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working on that right now.
And it's going to look great, especially with spring just around the corner. Definitely, what I'm excited to see is that orchard starting when spring starts cranking up. It already looks beautiful as it is. But, man, once the grass starts greening up and all that, it's going to be beautiful just kind of go out there, sit, and just relax. And that's basically what it's for. It's just a relaxing area right in the middle of town.
That is really true. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because we have two picnic tables there, and one's ADA. So you can access it from the alley. That's in the 900 block on 9th Street. And really, a wheelchair, you can easily get to these tables. We have paths that are accessible.
Yeah, I've seen the paths.
Yeah,
they look great.
Yeah. So we really want people to use it. I drove by there the other day, and it was a little chilly. And, in fact, people were out at the picnic table. So we hope that it'll really be used, not just something to look at.
Right, absolutely. Well, get out there use it. I mean, I have my kids this week, so maybe we'll go out there.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Good.
So we need to get them on the walking path, too. You know,
The Walk the Block. Yeah. And that starts at the kiosk downtown. We're actually changing up our kiosk this week, so we have current information, and people can have a picture of the path, and they can get information around how long it is and where the markers are. So that goes all the way from the plaza to Hall Street and back. So
2.5 miles, right?
It's a little over, 2.5, between 2.25 and 2.5.
Walk Kansas
exact.
Is coming up. Now it's the
there
first
you go,
time
yeah.
to pick that and make that
we're ready
your official.
To go. That's,
yeah,
that's
get,
right.
get all warmed up for her. There we go. That's so, right. again, lots of things that you guys are doing. Great thing over there. Great things over at the Coffeeville's Reawakening. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you guys, how can they do that?
Coffeeville's Reawakening Facebook page. My phone number is out there now, 252-5861. 115 West 9th is Coffeeville's Reawakening. So I Love Coffeeville website gets you just about anywhere you want to go. So
and everybody knows the chamber. If you want to stop in the chamber, if you don't know where anything else is, go into the chamber, and they're great. They'll direct you our way.
Absolutely. And you're talking about I saw you pointing at the IHFS poster. And are you guys going to be out there for that this year?
Joby will be there.
You bet. Yep. We have harvest baskets that we're selling. In fact, we only have 2 subscriptions left. And so we'll be doing that, and we'll have a table out there, and we'll be answering questions and getting, you know, people involved all the way from the youth through retired folks.
All right. So going to be out there at the IFHS, and we definitely looking forward to seeing you guys out there. I'll be out there on Saturday. Friday, I have to go to Hutchinson. So, but I'll be out there all day on Saturday, and look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Super.
Thanks,
Bob.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start open line after the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas.